Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Rory Cowan is going to be on Dancing with the Stars. Hello, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Jennifer. How are you?
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it myself, but it's something I've wanted to do all the time since season one. And they've asked me, like a lot of the seasons, to do it. One year I was at, and I said yes. And then the next day I got Fair City, and they said, well, we wouldn't be able to release you for 3 months if you just started. And I thought, so I had to ring Larry Bass back the next day and say, Larry, I have to say no.
Oh, no.
Couldn't do it last year.
So you've always wanted to do it.
I've always wanted to do the show. It's a fantastic show. I don't really watch Strictly that much, and I don't watch Dancing on Ice and stuff like that. But for some reason, I don't know what it is, I adore Dancing with the Stars. I love it. I think it's a terrific show. It's just brilliant for a Sunday night. It's
very
fabulous.
Different to Mrs. Brown's Boys and everything that you're used to doing. Type of a show.
Well, you see, I'm used to doing things like that because my background is marketing and PR, and I only got into acting because an actor left one night and Brendan says, you're at the show every night, you know the lines you're on. And that's how I started working on Mrs. Brown's Boys. And I got the job in Fair City when I went to Bridgie De Corsi, who's the executive producer, and I said, I have an idea for a character. She wasn't interested in it, but she says, well, we have a storyline that you might be interested in. I say, yeah. So
I'll give that a go.
I'll give it a go. And I always have that attitude, I can do that. And
well, you're giving this a go.
Dancing with the Stars, I said, I can do that.
Are you competitive?
No.
Okay, great. Can you dance?
My dancing would be when I was in the Pink Elephant. I was a DJ in the Pink Elephant in the early 80s, and I used to live in it. And my dancing is just drunken disco dancing. That's it. Like, I wouldn't be...
I'd say that'll do very well
on
the floor.
I wouldn't be a natural dancer, but I put the work in to try.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? I'll do my best. I'm going to try it.
Did I read you have an injury?
I have.
Go on.
And I thought... It's called plantar fasciitis. When I heard it first, I couldn't remember the name, but couldn't pronounce it. But it's plantar fat. I know it now. It's when you put your heel on the ground and pain shoots up your leg every step you take or if you're standing. I have that. And it was really bad in October. That's when it started. I've been going to physio and it's getting better and better. But as I'm trying to learn dances now and trying to rehearse dances and stuff like that, it's coming back again.
Okay.
So I was with the physio yesterday and it seems okay today, but we'll just see.
Listen, we'll see how it goes.
I think it's Lourdes I should be going to, not Dancing with the Stars.
Now, you've obviously met the other contestants.
Yes.
What do you think of the class of 2024 this year?
They're lovely. They like normally when you go into a place and there's a load of people, there's always going to be at least one. So it's probably me because I think everyone else is fabulous. I think they're lovely.
Yeah, they're a good bunch.
People I haven't met before, like people I know of, like Eileen Dunne, mm-hmm. She's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some other people like Blue.
Yeah.
Lovely. Absolutely adorable.
Yeah.
And
Rosanna Davidson is in there.
I like her. I've met her a few times over the years. She's lovely.
Yeah. A lovely bunch. However, yeah. I will say this. Unlike last year, there were a lovely bunch last year. I do think this year there's a little bit more competitiveness to the contestants. A little bit more of an edge.
Ah, that's the young ones. I'm 64. I'm living at this stage. I'm sort of dilapidated, or what do you call it, decrepit at this stage.
What are you most looking forward to?
What I really want to do, I love looking at dancing, like ballroom dancing. It's just so elegant. And it's the waltz. That's what I'm really looking forward to.
Okay.
The waltz, because that's so... And they did offer me, they said when I went in, because in case anyone doesn't know, I'm gay. But anyway... They did say to me, did I want to dance with a man or a woman? And
okay.
I just said, no, a woman.
Okay.
I definitely want to dance for a woman. Just for the waltz, even... Because it's just going to be so elegant.
It's iconic.
With the big chiffon or whatever the material is.
It's
going to be gorgeous.
Here's a tip, right? Just get her, whoever your dancer is, I know you can't say, just get them to dance around you for the first couple of weeks, right? A lot of dancing around you.
Jeez, you've great confidence in me, Jennifer, for the first couple of weeks. I'll probably be the first one.
You have an injury.
Have an injury.
No,
yeah.
You have the personality. You're going to do absolutely amazing.
I hope so.
Have you gotten any advice from anybody in the industry or any past contestants? Have they given you any advice?
Nobody has given me any advice at all. And
okay.
I'm open to all the advice that can be offered. I will take it. But I'm just going to do my best. I'm not a natural dancer, but I'll put the work in.
Okay.
And that's what I'm going to do. I mean, they've been saying things to me like, in the production office, they say now, what's important is your posture and the line of your body and the good footwork and all this. And I'm thinking to myself, are they putting me into Crufts or are they putting me into Dancing with the Stars?
Which judge are you most terrified of?
Well, the one I want to really impress is Brian. If I can do that with him, that's fine. I love Lorraine. And I only met Arthur the other day for the first time. I'd never met
him before.
Isn't
he gorgeous?
He's lovely. He is
lovely man.
Lovely.
I would say Lorraine is, you know, the toughest one to, you know, impress. You know,
probably, yeah, but
Brian would like the bit of entertainment. You can get round him. You can get round him, but Lorraine now, you need to work hard with that one.
Yeah, no, I do like, I like Lorraine. I met her a few years ago. I went out for the first series. I went out for one of the recordings. And then I met her again last week. She was over for a day or two or something like that. And I met her. She's lovely. They're all, like everybody is. It is a lovely
Listen,
show to do.
We'll have a little chat in a couple of weeks in and you see if we're saying the same thing. See, you know, are they as lovely, you know, after
I'll give
a few
as good
comments.
As I guess, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And listen, you are going to do amazing. It's
I
a great
so.
Experience. And you're excited about all the outfits. You're okay with all the glitter.
The outfits
and
are gorgeous.
They are absolutely
beautiful because they're made, they're like bespoke. They're made to fit
me.
And I'm putting on, I put on a jacket last week and I'm going, I have a shape.
Amazing.
I really, like, it's fabulous. I buy off the peg and it's like the jackets or the coats, they look grand, but bespoke is something when it's made especially for you. There's something different.
There's
about
well, the whole show is very, very special.
I can't wait.
It's great to have you.
Thank you.
Get back into that rehearsal room.
I am. I'm going
quick
there
smart.
Now.
Quick smart. Rory, thanks so much for coming in and
Not
speaking with us
thanks
this morning. There we go. Irish actor and entertainer Rory Cowan is going to be the 10th celebrity to join the upcoming series of RTÉ's Dancing with the Stars, which is going to return to RTÉ One and The Player next month, January 2024. It's all happening.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.